Chapter 15. And he continued building houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of the true God, and pitched a tent for it. It was then that David said,
No one is to carry the ark of the true God except the Levites, for Jehovah has chosen them to carry the ark of Jehovah, and to minister to him always.
Then David congregated all Israel at Jerusalem, to bring the ark of Jehovah up to the place that he had prepared for it. David gathered the descendants of Aaron and the Levites. From the Kohathites, Uriel the chief and 120 of his brothers. From the Merarites, Asaiah the chief and 220 of his brothers. From the Gershomites, Joel the chief and 130 of his brothers. From the descendants of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief and 200 of his brothers. From the descendants of Hebron, Eliel the chief and 80 of his brothers. From the descendants of Uzziel, Aminadab the chief and 112 of his brothers. Furthermore, David called the priests, Zadok and Abiathar, and the Levites, Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab, and he said to them,
You are the heads of the paternal houses of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, you and your brothers, and bring the ark of Jehovah, the God of Israel, up to the place that I have prepared for it. Since you did not carry it the first time, the anger of Jehovah our God broke out against us, because we did not search out the proper procedure.
So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of Jehovah, the God of Israel. Then the Levites carried the ark of the true God on their shoulders with the poles, just as Moses had commanded by Jehovah's word. David then told the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their brothers the singers to sing out joyfully, accompanied by musical instruments, stringed instruments, harps, and cymbals. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and of his brothers Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and of the Merarites their brothers, Ethan the son of Cushaiah. Together with them were their brothers of the second division, Zechariah, Ben, Jaaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Anai, Eliab, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, and Micneah and Obed-Edom and Jeiel, the gatekeepers. The singers Heman, Asaph, and Ethan were to play the copper cymbals, and Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah played stringed instruments tuned to Alamoth, and Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Micneah, Obed-Edom, Jeiel, and Azaziah played harps tuned to Sheminith to act as directors. Kenaniah, the chief of the Levites, supervised the transport, for he was an expert, and Berechiah and Elkanah were gatekeepers for the ark. The priests Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nathanael, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eliezer loudly sounded the trumpets before the ark of the true God, and Obed-Edom and Jehiah also served as gatekeepers for the ark. Then David and the elders of Israel and the chiefs of the thousands were walking along to bring the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah up from the house of Obed-Edom with rejoicing. When the true God helped the Levites who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah, they sacrificed 7 young bulls and 7 rams. David was dressed in a sleeveless coat of fine fabric, as were all the Levites carrying the Ark, the singers, and Kenaniah, the chief of the transport and the singers. David was also wearing a linen ephod. All the Israelites were bringing up the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah with joyful shouting, with the sound of the horn, with trumpets, with cymbals, playing loudly on stringed instruments and harps. But when the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah came to the city of David, Saul's daughter Michal looked down through the window and saw King David skipping about and celebrating, and she began to despise him in her heart.